description of Pavel Petrovich's sudden death. The great-grandfather, it seemed, had left his grave to warn his great-grandson his days were numbered and his end was near. The prophecy came true. Indeed, Peter's shadow was seen within the castle walls not only by Emperor Pavel, but also by his associates. In other words, the building was frightening because shadows and ghosts lived, or at the very least, appeared there, and spoke of something terrible that came true no less. The sudden nature of Emperor Pavel's death, which had sparked in society the talk of prophetic shadows haunting the late emperor at the castle, only increased the dark and mysterious reputation of this gloomy building. Ever since then, it had lost its former status of a live-in royal residence, and, as commoners would say, went to the cadets. Presently, this former palace houses the engineering department officers, but in the past it was inhabited by military engineering students. They were even younger than the officers and not entirely free from the childish superstitions. They were also boisterous and mischievous, curious and courageous. Naturally, they all knew, more or less, about the scary stories told about their frightening castle. The children were very interested in the details of these stories and became saturated by them. Those who became sufficiently comfortable with the rumors were very fond of scaring others. This was very popular among the engineering students, and the management couldn't seem to get rid of this foolish custom, until one incident discouraged everyone from any future mischief of this sort. Our story focuses around that incident. Chapter 2. It was particularly fashionable to frighten the new students, so-called babies, who came to the castle and were flooded by such masses of terrible stories about it, they became extremely superstitious and timid. More than anything else, they were afraid of the room at the end of one of the castle passages, which used to be the late Emperor Pavel's bedroom, and where he went to sleep completely well, but was found dead in the morning. The elders, senior students, assured them the emperor's spirit resided in that room and left it every night to survey his favorite castle. The babies believed it. The room was always locked, not with one, but with multiple locks, but, as everyone knew, no lock or bar could hold back a spirit. Besides, they said there was a way to get into that room somehow. That much seemed to be somewhat true. There was a persistent myth that several older cadets managed to get in, until one of them planned out a daring bit of mischief, for which he ended up paying dearly. He discovered a previously unknown passage to the late emperor's bedroom, managed to take a sheet there and hide it, and in the evenings made his way there, covered himself with the sheet, and stood in the dark window, looking out at Sadovich Street, and visible to anyone walking or riding by. Thus playing the role of a ghost, the cadet managed to frighten many superstitious people living in the castle, as well as the passers-by who saw his white form many times, always mistaking it for the shadow of the late emperor. This prank continued several months, and had caused a persistent rumor Pavel Petrovich walked around his bedroom at night and looked out at St. Petersburg from his window. Many imagined they saw very clearly the white form in the window nod and bow to them, as cadets really did do those things. All this caused much talk at the castle, accompanied by various foreboding interpretations. It ended when the cadet causing all this trouble was caught at the scene of the crime and, having received his share of corporal punishment, disappeared from the school forever. Rumor had it the ill-fated cadet was unfortunate enough to have scared a high-ranking official during one of his ghostly appearances, which was why he was punished as an adult. Plainly speaking, other cadets said the poor prankster died during the flogging. Such things not being at all unlikely in those days, the rumor was believed, and the cadet in question became a new ghost.